We have some early harvest, and we've seen immediate shift in prices going down, particularly around Juba and the most markets of the Greater Equatorial. The Greater Upper Nile, because of the issues there, prices are extremely high. Of course, up to around August, September, we still expect prices to go up. We know the consumers are actually feeling the pressure of high prices, which is also increasing the cost of living.
You said prices have become a little lower in Greater Equatoria. Prices of wheat commodities particularly?
This is particularly locally produced cereals, maize and sorghum, which have decreased slightly, because of the supply that we've seen from the early harvests. Mm-hmm. But of course, we also see a slight decrease or more or less stability in imported commodity prices in Juba. And what we also see is that from the supply side, traders have stockpiled, and we have stocks in most markets in the country. And what's the problem? The main problem is from the demand side, where consumers don't have the adequate purchasing power to buy whatever they need from the market.
Why are consumers not having the purchasing power?
Country is facing enormous economic challenges, and this of course then impacts on their ability to, particularly within the urban centers, their ability to get jobs and incomes, and of course the remittance from abroad. You know, there are domestic challenges or economic challenges relates to the general economic performance of the country. Of course, we know where we're coming from, the knock-off effect of the conflict.
On general, why are prices of commodities going higher in the country?
I think generally we need to appreciate that, one, the country is not able to produce enough food to feed its people. What that means is that whatever the production, like crop production in a year, it takes about three to four months. After harvest, it takes about 3 to 4 months. And nearly all the food that is produced domestically is exhausted. And then that means the country has to import food, particularly from the neighboring countries, Uganda and Sudan. And then if they have to import, of course, you know, they have to use the dollar. So that means the cost of acquiring the dollar in the market then also impacts on food price. And we know what's happening with the dollar. The government sets the exchange rate at 2.95, about three pounds per dollar. Because of the lack of dollars following drying up of revenues from oil. In the black market, we have dollars going up. For Juba now is almost 14. And so that gap between
the official rate and the black market rate.
Exactly. Then that means importers have to pay more, and because, you know, they're economic agents, they would not want to absorb the cost. They have to pass the cost to consumers, and that is what's making food prices high. So two things: insufficient production from the domestic farmers, and also high cost of imports. For cattle, food security perspective of South Sudan is not important. And the truth is, because of the cultural dimension, people need to keep it for prestige and also need to use it for dowry. And so they don't really see livestock as a business. What is the most important are the small ruminants, the goats and the shorts. But we really need to change how we look at it, because if we have neighboring countries exporting huge number of livestock abroad and getting value money for it, what would be the need of keeping huge herds? What we need is manageable herds, which are sustainable, and sell the rest.